Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 23 June 2026. Welcome to tonight's program. Tonight's going to just be me and you. And I'm going to share some teaching with you, some thoughts with you. And I hope that you'll stay tuned and join the conversation next half hour, because I'm going to make some points going to make a lot of people uncomfortable. And when I say that, it does me also, but folks, it doesn't change the truth. It doesn't change facts. We're going to discuss something in a minute that you and I have been told all of our life that we should be, but then when you get to the truth of it, maybe it isn't exactly right. But let me get back to something else first. We're going to have Bible study this weekend, Lord willing, this weekend. For the first time in about 3 weeks, we're going to have Bible study. We start 10:30 a.m. Eastern. I hope you can join us, folks. I really do. By going to our website, PastorButch.com, and clicking on Rumble, 10:30 a.m. Eastern, we'll be there. 11:30, of course, we'd go into the Christian Worldview News. 1 o'clock, get into Bible study. I sincerely hope y'all can join us, because we're there. We're there because you're out there listening. Without your support, we couldn't do any of this. Phil couldn't make CDs and DVDs and produce all the broadcasts unless we could finance expenses for that. Crystal couldn't do her job in the office. I wouldn't expect Phil for nothing. But because y'all help, we can do that. All these things, folks, are there because you're there helping us. I want you to know that. But join us this weekend. If you can't watch online, call the number 339-209-5013. Listen on telephone, 339-209-5013. We sincerely want you to join us. And this Thursday, believe it or not, it's the last Thursday of June, we'll be sending our magazine, Man Magazine, to Texas to the printer, who prints up the hard copies, a few that we send out, and send back a copy online to send out to our list on email. Now, folks, our magazines online are totally free. We ask nothing for them, no expenses or anything. We take care of ourselves. If you want to receive a magazine that will give you proof in your hand of what you hear other places and people scoff at you, well, you're conspiracying that, well, you're making all this up, or you're just a fearmonger, whatever, you're going to have a hard copy proof in your hand to share with him for free if you want it. All you have to do is get it. It's call the office or email me. You can call the number at the office at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and give Faith your email address. You can email me at Pastor Butch at Start Mail, Pastor Butch startmail.com. And I hope you'll do that. I really do. I really want you to receive them because I think they're that important. So please do join us if you can on the magazine list, and then share with all your friends. Share with all your friends. And we have about 10 or 12 bottles of the Super Quick Clean Gun left, a product that will not only clean and protect your guns from now on, it'll lubricate everything, your house, your power tools, your hand tools. It'll lubricate the inside of your small engines, or even car engine. It's a fantastic product. About 12 bottles left, I'm guessing. Could be a little bit less, way more. And folks, it's on a special deal while they last. Once they're gone, they're gone. We start out 40 some, we're down just a few now. So please get your product, protect yourself, protect your guns. Yeah, and if you have guns and I like guns, I'm not going to admit it. I'm not going to deny I like guns. I carry a gun. But I protect you with a Super Quick Clean Gun. I don't worry about ever rusting or in any way corroding that would harm the gun in any way. That includes the wood, the laminated wood on the guns themselves. So there you go. It's available if you want it by calling the same number, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Now, we're going to talk about something tonight that I think all of us as Christians get confused. It's two words that sound the same and to a point perhaps mean the same, but they can be entirely different when it comes down to the foundation and basis for them. The two words are nice, N-I-C-E, and kind, K-I-N-D. All my life, I remember growing up, I was told to play nice, be nice, and that is good to a point. I'm not, believe me, I'm not picking on being nice. I'm not. But when I was told, for example, playing sports, you know, play nice, and if you lose, be a good loser. Well, I bought that garbage for a long time, then I realized, if it doesn't make any difference who wins and loses, why do we keep score? When I play sports, I love playing ball. I did baseball, softball, and a little bit of football. Didn't have a football team in our school. Matter of fact, didn't have any much of any kind of sports team when I was growing up because the youngins couldn't get on the bus to ride back and forth to practice. Parents had to take them, and most parents couldn't do that. So what sports I played were generally with like a little league team, local little league team. But I always played to win. I didn't do anything to hurt anybody on purpose or mock them and laugh at them necessarily. I didn't do that. But if you're not going to play a sport to win, then don't play the game. Being nice is a good thing when it comes to being polite at a kitchen table or being courteous by opening something to door somebody. That's nice and kind. But being nice can be very hypocritical. And I'm going to just share something with you that happened right here in our little state of West Virginia. In a town about 30 minutes, 40 minutes south of me, a little town called Fayetteville, West Virginia. Pretty little town, right on the plateau of the New River, right where the New River Gorge Bridge connects to the other side of the gorge. It's a high single arch bridge. In the eastern United States, over 800 foot tall, I believe it is. Beautiful place to drive across. It's amazing to look down off that bridge. You have overlooks you can look down over. Actually, you can walk under the bridge. You have to pay a fee, I think, to do that. But you can look down, and it's a breathtaking view. Some people call it the Grand Canyon of the East. It's a pretty place. But on the south end of that bridge is a little town called Fayetteville. And it has a sign on the outskirts that says the coolest little town in USA or something along those lines. Got a lot of history to it. It was named after Lafayette, the revolutionary Frenchman, or war Frenchman that fought with us. And just a young man at 18, he's 18 time when he fought with us. And that's a fact. But anyway, they named Fayetteville after him. And during the war between the states, it was the first place indirect fire was ever used. And what I mean by that is, before that, they would have something to aim at, to shoot with their cannons or artillery of any kind. In this instance, they just fired into the town. Let it hit where the one hit. So it's the first time they ever used indirect fire in warfare. A lot of history in the country. A lot of history. But something happened there the other day, June 19th to 21st. The Pride Summer Camp. They had s'mores, hitchball, whatever that is, crafts, drag, you know, drag queen, music and more. 10 p.m., 21 plus only. DJ dance party. And it has a camping and day passes. Pride Summer Camp at the Outpost. And it's amazing, and it bothers me a lot, that in West Virginia, it doesn't mean everywhere, but I live only about 40 minutes from this place, 30 minutes from this place. In a small town like Fayetteville, they would celebrate sexual perversion, child molesting children, pedophilia, celebrate it. Don't give me the crap that they don't care about wanting the children. They can't reproduce, so they have to have your children, people. Get over this. These people are nice to children. Of course they are. They won't be nice. And like that, I use that word nice to mean what I'm going to say in a minute, to trick them into believing that you're going to be treated well if they just come over to their side. And it works a lot. That in itself is a problem to me. But the greater problem in my mind is not that the fact that these damnable perverts, and I mean damnable in a biblical sense, I don't apologize for that. They deserve damnation if they don't come to Christ and repent of their sin, which by the way, I'll say this very clearly, Romans chapter 1 says that that life chosen perversion generally is unredeemable because they're turned up to reprobate mind very quickly. Read it for yourself. So unless they repent quickly until they become so perverted that the Holy Spirit turns his back on them, walks away, and no longer talks to them, they're damned, and they deserve it. I'm not saying that other people don't either. But these people are not only sinning against God, they're sinning against nature itself. It's a damnable, filthy, degraded, perverted act that deserves death in this time and eternity. Again, redemption through the blood of Christ is possible for them if they repent. But that is not the point. I'm not want to get into redemption for sins. I'm going to get into something that's the reason why this is happening. Why is this happening in small town West Virginia, in large city New York City, Miami, Los Angeles, San Francisco? And I was in San Francisco back in the, 1970, on my way to Vietnam. The part of San Francisco I saw was a beautiful city at the time. It has went to hell since then. My friend and myself, Don Travis, walked across the Golden Gate Bridge. I remember that. We see Alcatraz from that bridge. It was something to see, something to behold. It has totally changed since then. But why has it changed? Why have our states become so polluted with corruption, evil, murder, rape, invaded by illegal aliens and they're getting by with and we're feeding them? Why is that happening? I'm going to say it just as clearly as I can put it. Because the American people have become too doggone nice. Oh, that's what I said. Too nice. We don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. So therefore, we don't want to say anything to make them upset. We want to be polite to them, make them feel welcome, and try to help them and explain to them why they should become citizens, why they should become Christians. niceness in the time of warfare will get you killed and cause your side to lose a war. Oh, yeah. Whenever you are polite, nice, to keep the peace, to go along, get along, because you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. You don't want to cause problems in the family. You're being nice. You go to family dinners where openly homosexual or adulterous couples are there. You don't say anything because you won't be nice. You won't be polite. You don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. You don't want to cause any strife in the family. So you don't say anything. So therefore, because of your inaction, your silence, you're condoning that evil. And because of that, the people think that you condone it because you agree with it. But yet you go to church every weekend, Saturday, Sunday, whenever you go, and you say, well, I'm a Christian, I believe the Bible, but by your actions and inactions, you deny the truth. In essence, you do not believe the Word of God. You do not want to exercise the Word of God and your authority in Him and do it in Him. You want to get along with your family. Well, that flies contrary to what Scripture teaches us. The Bible teaches us that we'll be hated by people that hate God. That you'll be outcast from your own family. That's Bible, folks. Not everyone, of course, praise God for that. But most of the family, if they live with this situation in their family and their children involved in whatever, you're going to be despised by them. They're not going to want you around them because your very presence convicts them of their sin. Understand that. Niceness can be harmful in a lot of situations. It's used to keep interactions comfortable and maybe prevents tension if you act like it doesn't bother you. That's niceness. And I will say this right now, Christ was what he needed to be. We're going to talk about being kind. Christ was always kind, always open and loving, as we should be. But he was not nice to the evildoers, to those who blatantly flaunted their evil and didn't care, especially to those that call themselves believers, was called Christians, that broke God's laws. He wasn't nice to them. He was kind to them because he told them the truth and warned them of damnation, but he wasn't nice to them. He walked into his father's house and saw the money changers. And yes, folks, priests were there also, and so-called believers were there, supporting this evil among in his father's house. He went in, he didn't try to be nice to the people and ask them to please pack up your stuff and get out. He didn't try to witness to them and say, you know, this is not right. He didn't do that. No more than I would try to witness to a man that's trying to rape my wife. A preacher, you're not much of a Christian if you want to try to witness to an individual that's going to hell. Folks, there are times for witnessing. There are times for action. Christ saw this for what it was. It was not a time to witness. These people knew better than what they were doing. As a man raping my wife would know better than what he's doing. They made a choice. The rapist made a choice. And I got to make my choice. Christ made his choice. I have to make my choice. Would I be kind and say, please stop? Was he kind and said, please pack up and leave? I don't want to become angry. He turned around, walked out of the temple, didn't say a word to anybody, sat down somewhere in the street, found him some leather and some stones and maybe some glass, and plaited himself a whip. And went back, and he didn't fly out the handle and start cussing and swearing. That wasn't quite, no, that's not necessary. He went out as a witness to people around him, being kind to those around him, by being a witness to them that he would not tolerate evil. He was kind to those that he witnessed to by his actions, not just by words. Went back inside and took the whip to their backs, overturned their tables and run them out of the house. Instead, you turn my father's house into a den of thieves. He called the preachers and the Pharisees, we'll call them preachers and priests at the time, a den of vipers. Christ was not nice. He was polite. He was kind. But he wasn't falsely nice. Because we think we can witness to people by not telling the truth, by not hurting their feelings, by standing back and allowing these evils among us. And that's what happened in Fayetteville, West Virginia. Because I was nice, you've been nice, 100 million babies are dead, our children have been taught hell in public school system, where you say you love your children, but you go in public schools, you're a damnable liar, you don't love your child. You love an easier way of having to get taken care of 3 or 4 days and trusting someone who's using a system, the individual that maybe teach you may be a decent person. But what they're teaching you are lies, damnable lies. What the school system tolerates to keep money coming in from the federal government is blasphemy against the Word of God. No, I'm not pulling punches. Turn the radio off. Go suck your thumb. Do whatever you want to do. Go back to your little 501c3 church this weekend and put your money in the plate. Listen to the preacher's little platitude, his little sermonette, and be happy. Don't listen to me. But because we want to be nice, we will do what we have to get along. Well, I attend the PTA meetings. Has that stopped the perversion? Has it? I don't think so. Well, I vote. What a joke. Has that slowed down the perversions? Well, I support Donald J. Trump. He's a Christian man in office. What a damnable lie he's taught you all. You've been, listen, every one of them, and I go back a long ways, folks. I was born, I remember Eisenhower. I remember Kennedy. Nixon. Johnson. I remember all those. Ford. Every one of them took us further in deception. The only one that stood up maybe was Kennedy. He stood up for some things, exposed some things. He didn't last long. He was killed. Well, they tried to kill Trump 3 times. Okay. All right, buddy. If you believe that, then okay. That's fine. Well, he was shot in the ear. Maybe so. But don't tell me that if they want somebody dead, he's not dead. Don't give me that. But nonetheless, back to the topic. Being kind means that you must speak the truth in love as much as possible. But you must speak it with conviction, with the power of the truth of the Word of God, and the strength of the Holy Ghost that backs it. I have been confronted many times with evil people. And I made the mistake because I was taught as a Christian, I gotta be nice. I tried to be nice with them. And I tried to be polite and tried to get them to understand what they were doing was wrong without hurting their feelings. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I don't know about you, but when I realized that I deserved hell because I heard somebody preach the Bible, it hurt my feelings. But it also scared me because I knew it was telling the truth. You may have someone that you care for turn away from you because you told them the truth. That may happen. But on the day of judgment, they cannot accuse you of not telling them the truth. Do you want to stand before your Savior and answer the question he may ask, why didn't you tell this person the truth when you had a chance? Were you trying to be nice to them and not hurt their feelings so they go right on to hell? Was that what you were trying to do? Were you trying to keep things smooth and friendly so you wouldn't bother them too much and make them not like you no more? Is that what you want to be? Or you want to be kind and show true love as Christ did? Speak the truth and tell people what they need to do to bear themselves in every way. See, kindness demands authenticity and empathy, but it does not tolerate being nice and showing a surface level behavior that makes somebody feel comfortable in your presence. Many people felt very comfortable in Christ's presence because they were not there in their own righteousness. They were not there trying to do evil in front of him. They come to hear him speak because they want to know his truths. The ones that hate him are those that were doing evil and then weren't exposed. And most of them were what we call Christians today. Now that's the Bible truth. Being nice is the exact opposite of being kind in so many different ways I can't begin to count them all. Understand, being nice means that your motivation is that you want to avoid conflict. Being kind means you genuinely want to help that person no matter how they feel about it. And being an honesty, when it works down to being honest, kindness often avoids difficult truths. Niceness does. But kindness embraces honesty and compassion. There's a difference. And boundaries will say that another aspect of boundaries, you may ignore the needs of others to please yourself and keep peace, while kindness respects others and also knows they must tell the truth and outline what's going on in their lives. Niceness means you want a short-term outcome that work out real pleasant. When kindness means that you want a long-term well-being for an individual. Being nice is lying to someone to keep peace and harmony in a family. Being kind is telling the truth because you love them, sincerely care for them, and want well-being in their whole life. Christ was very kind, but he was not nice. Back at the bank for your phone calls. Any comments or questions, love to hear from you. 717-300-1698. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E. T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brothers, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back again. We got some phone lines open. We already got one call in. We got another line open, though, if you want to call and get online. 717-300-1698. And I realize what I said tonight makes a lot of people uncomfortable. And I didn't do it for that purpose. But if you're uncomfortable in what I've said, then I've been very kind to you because I've done what they're supposed to do by telling the truth. I made you uncomfortable enough to stop and think about how you live your life. Are you willing to lie to the face of somebody that's going to hell to keep the peace by being nice to them? Or are you going to be kind to them and tell them the truth? What's your decision tonight? We've let the homosexuals, the murderers, the rapists, the thieves, the illegal aliens come in this country and destroy our nation. And God's judging America now because we were kind, no, because we were nice. Because we were nice, our nation's been destroyed. Because the church was nice, our nation's been destroyed. And don't you know that the church is going to pay for that? We are paying for it. The Bible tells us in scriptures that we're going to be cast out and trying to foot a man, and we are. We are. We don't deserve respect to the church in America any longer. We don't deserve respect, so therefore we don't give much respect. You know, when I go out in public, I don't want people to fear me at all. But 90% of the time, when you see me in public, I got a Kel-Tec 30-round 22 mag on my hip and a spare magazine in the front of it in the pouch on the holster. So I'm carrying between 42 and 60 rounds of ammo ready if I need it. I don't do that for people to fear me. Don't even think about that. I do that not to protect my life and my wife's life, but your life. your children's lives. I will be nice and as polite as I can be to anyone, anytime, anywhere. But I'll be kind enough to defend myself and my family, your family, if necessary. Kindness demands righteousness. I want people to know. That's why I say it on the radio. Even when I listen to this broadcast, knows where I stand and what I mean. I'm not a good politician. I don't know how to make everything seem real and just sit here and heal a little flower day. I just tell like it is, truthfully. I don't like nice people that are as fake as veneer. It looks like real walnut, but you scratch it, it's nothing but chipboard under. Fiberboard. Fake. A little bit of water on it, and it warps. It looks real. It looks pretty, but it's fake. I don't like false niceties. I want kindness. I want truth. And I will do the same for you. So if God will that we'd ever meet in person someday, and I would love to do that, I really would. I love people maybe drive down by our area, give me a call, meet somewhere, a cup of coffee or something. I would love that very much. If I have time, I'd love to do that. I'm not unapproachable. I'm not unreachable. If I can be available, I'll be available in person or on the phone, either way. I am nothing but a servant. I am no big powerhouse of a talk show host. I am not wealthy. I'm not any kind of aloof individual that cannot be reached by anybody. I'm here if you need to talk to me. But I want you to know when you meet me, as best as I know how to be, you mean the real me. I'll shake your hand. I'll even give you a hug because I love you in Christ. I'll be as polite and nice as I can be. But I will not compromise God's word. I'll be kind enough to tell you the truth. And hopefully it'll make you a better individual for it. As I want you to be with me, kindness goes a long ways towards promoting the kingdom of God. Being nice has taken our nation to hell and brought disrespect upon the church, and absolutely righteously so. Why should anyone respect a so-called Christian who simply refuses to tell the truth because they don't want to offend anybody? Tell me that. Respect must be earned. Well, you can demand it through fear, preacher. No. You might get obeyed through fear, but you won't get respect through fear. And I, for one, refuse to walk in fear. Oh, I've done a lot of things because I tried to avoid conflict. You have too. And I guess in a sense that is fearful, isn't it? I didn't hurt somebody's feelings and cause problems in a family, perhaps. So therefore, I kept my mouth shut. You know, that alone is sin. Matthew 10 says so. Every time we do that, we deny Christ before men. He said, I'll deny him before my Father. He's not talking to the lost people there. He's talking to the church. That should bother all of us. Should bother all of us. Let's go to phone lines like I promised. Let's talk to Matt in Texas. Matt, welcome.
Amen, Pastor Butch. Great message tonight.
Thank you.
I decided about a month or two ago, it's time to take off the gloves and like you're saying, stop being nice.
You know? Yeah, amen.
So, and especially to the leader of this country, Donald Trump. You know, all the evil stuff he's being accused of and stuff, and that he's denying, like these Epstein files. And you know how many times he's in the Epstein files, Pastor Butch?
And I have no idea.
38,000 times.
Oh my.
His name is mentioned in the Epstein file, and some of them are rapes. Some of them are threatening death threats against raping a 13-year-old girl. And we're not just saying, we're not saying anything about it.
Oh no, we don't hurt it. We can't do that. That get upset a lot of people, especially Christians who support Trump.
That's not going to. I'm writing about that in my newsletters. I've got it on my website. We're taking off the gloves on these people. He told Pastor Butch. He told. I heard him say that he's more homosexual friendly than Hillary Clinton.
Oh, he said that. Yeah. He's more gay friendly. And by the way,
it's not going to get any better.
It is not.
He's not saying anything about Pride Week or anything.
No, he's not. He's not. But where'd you find information from on that information on the Epstein files? I read in your magazine, but where'd you find information at?
Yeah, you can find a lot of it's coming out, and it's just coming out from they're having hearings and stuff.
Okay.
And then it's on online and stuff, but it can be. You can check it out and stuff. You know, it's not like a secret right now. And there's a lady, her name is Katie Johnson. Okay. You can look it up. Her testimony against Trump and Epstein. That she was like 35 when she did this interview, but she told in detail that they raped her.
Yes, yes.
Like four different times.
Yes.
Okay, and it was detailed. There's no, and she filed a lawsuit, but out of fear of death threats, she had to cancel it. And so, but if you listen to her testimony, there's no way that she's not telling the truth. And so they're just lying, covering up, and we've got a pedophile sitting in the White House. I can tell you that.
And he's not the first one. Obama was also. Obama was a homosexual. We know his wife was a man.
Homosexual. So it's time. I appreciate your message. It's time to stop being nice.
I agree.
Amen.
I agree. I mean, Matt, I appreciate you, Matt. By the way, folks, if you receive a little magazine once a month, a magazine that's really good, well, very well done by Matt here, Matt will send it to you free. Matt, how can they receive your magazine?
Yeah, it's a Tribulation Watch newsletter. It's P.O. Box 182085, Arlington, Texas, 76096.
Okay, repeat that one more time.
Tribulation Watch Newsletter, P.O. Box 182085, Arlington, Texas, 76096.
All right. And thank you, Matt, for your efforts. I do appreciate you. I may not get a saber off, Matt. I appreciate you being here with us and for us. Thank you, Matt.
Appreciate you, Pastor Chris.
God bless, my friend. Talk to you soon.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Folks, that man lost his help me here a while back, and it was hard on him, but he's still in the war. I can't imagine not having Marsh Dream beside me after 55 years. I can't imagine it. Be one of the hardest blows any man could go through, I would believe, or a woman. But I'm marrying for that. Let's go to Tom in Georgia. Tom, good morning and welcome.
Pastor, I was kind of hesitant to call because I didn't want to break your train of thought, but you mentioned Trump. Let me ask you three questions. Have you ever seen the pictures of Trump's hands?
With bruises on them and all that? Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that, yes.
Have you seen the pictures of his swollen ankles?
Yes.
Have you seen a picture of his ear?
Yeah, no scar that I can see.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a picture of Evander Holyfield's ear? Do you know who he is?
Oh, yeah, he got his ear bit off.
By Tyson.
Right.
And he even had plastic surgery on it, but you can still see there's a chunk out of it. Cartilage, you know, if it nicked the cartilage, that does not heal. There'd still be a scar. And if it was there, wouldn't they promote it? You know, they put a picture out and say, just sell them. You know, look how God healed. This is proof that God healed Trump and kept him from harm. They'd be making money on it. But they never show any pictures. He just had that gauze on his ear for a little while, and then it was gone.
Yep, I agree. I don't understand. I don't claim to know what happened today exactly. I really don't. But just like with Charlie Kirk's so-called assassination, there's a lot of falsehoods there, and we'll probably never know the whole truth.
It's like Dr. Wu or whatever his name was in the O.J. trial that won the trial for him. He had this survey study that he was looking over, and he was being questioned, and he said, "Dr. Wu, what are your conclusions?" He just looked up and said, "Something wrong."
Yeah, exactly.
That was the end of the trial.
Yep, I agree. But you see that.
Let me get off that.
We've all tolerated too much, Tom. We've been nice for far too long.
I know.
We all
and
have.
I've been guilty of it.
We all have. We all have. I'm embarrassed to say it, but we all have.
You said that when they passed the abortion thing in the Supreme Court, maybe that was time for the Second Amendment.
It was time. It was.
Yeah.
What better reason to take up arms if it's a God-given right? But I don't believe in God-given rights. I believe in God-given duties, which cannot be denied. Rights can be denied. But anyway, if it was a God-given right and we didn't use it, why would God let us keep it?
The least of these. You know?
There you go. That's right.
Let me get off that.
All right, buddy. Good call. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
And folks, you're welcome. I mean, I don't know what else to say. How else can I put it? How can we put it easier than that? Folks, being nice in the right situations, if it's a sincere nicety, is okay. But to be nice to condone evil is not okay. And people that know me know that I'm going to tell them the truth. They may not like it, but I'm going to tell the truth as best I understand it. They may never agree with me, but they know where I stand. And I'll not cease being kind to them. I'll be kind enough to tell them the truth no matter what. And I'll be as polite to them as I can be. But I will not deny truth to please somebody so they don't get mad at me. I've lost listeners. Lost a supporter a while back because you talk too much about the Jews. No, I really don't. If anything, I don't talk enough about these so-called Jews. They're not real Jews. People don't even know what the Bible says. In Revelation 2 and 3, chapter 2 and 3, it says that they're of the synagogue of Satan. Call themselves Jews or not. These are not real Jews. And that little country that calls itself Israel and Israel in the Middle East is not true Israel. I did teach on that. I'm going to say this and move on to the next caller. If you have not listened to the teaching I did months ago on America and prophecy, you have no idea of biblical prophecy. Now, if you're sold on the idea that little place that we call Israel is the real nation of Israel, you're not going to change your mind and go ahead and commit idol worship of those people. That's fine with me. But the truth is out there, and I give it with you because I love you and I'm kind to you. If you don't want it, won't accept it, that's your call. But I'm not going to play your games. You don't want to support me, don't support me. Don't get supported, go off the radio. I mean, it be what it is. I'm not afraid of making people angry at me. Let's go to Brady in Arizona. Brady, come on in, welcome. Hello, Brady.
Thanks for your truthfulness in regards to Israel. Just like when they went into Lebanon in the last couple of weeks, they leveled over 250,000 Christian and Muslim homes. It barely made the news.
Well, you know, it's amazing to me, Brady, that Iran has the fastest growing Christian population in the world. And that's true. And not only that, it was the last independently financed nation took care of itself in the world. It wasn't a member of the WEF and all the other things. They had to take it down just like these other Middle East nations because they were funding their own way. Can't have that. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, just like the Christian Orthodox Church in Ukraine, that was leveled by Zelensky and the Ukro-Nazis. And the only guy that's really Christian-like that's over in Europe and that way in the Middle East and all that way is Russia. And basically they have our country aligned with NATO, who despises Russia. So the guy that we should be aligned with, the elites of the world and the Illuminati, put us at odds against each other. That's the way they like to do their fighting, just like the Jews where they were put in the ancient city of Cana, where they are today. That was never an Israeli settlement, just like you were saying.
It's just the thing that I ask people this all the time. Why would the so-called nation we call Israel want Muslims and Christians to fight each other? The answer is simple. They hate both of us. What better way to overcome your enemies than get them fighting among themselves? Duh. Figure it out, people. Go ahead, Brady.
Well, what does the Israelis consider anybody who is not a Jew? And that's, you're considered a goyim.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a call. I'm not a call. Are you a call, Pastor Butch?
Nope. Not lately. I've been called worse, though. But go ahead.
Yeah, me too. But, you know, that's not, you know, these are the most holy people in the world, but they only respect one thing, and that's the Israeli religion and the Jews. And nobody else is even on their pathway or their viewfinder. They don't care. And just like when they're rolling into Lebanon or Iran, Syria, the Golan Heights, Libya, over the years, every spot that the Jews have gone into, they have other people naming us, the United States. We fight for them. We give them all the weapons for free. But as you see with this peace deal, the guy that's running Israel, his name is Ben-Gavir. He just said, I'm not stopping. I'm going into Lebanon and tell whatever I want. I'm not listening to Donald Trump. I'm going to do whatever I want. I'm not going to listen to the stinking goyim. That's what he said.
Yep, that's where we are. That's where we are, Brady. Anything else you want to say?
No, I just hope the war would have been ended. And just like in Russia, what does Donald Trump do? He sent $10 billion to Ukraine. And if I was Russia and Vladimir Putin, a couple more of these missiles that keep flying into Moscow, all these NATO countries that are supplying them, you're going to be a target of the bear, Vladimir Putin, really quick. So you better beware. He's going to hit back, and when he hits back on all these NATO places, don't tell you they haven't been warned, because I've been warning these people to knock it off. And Russia's at its last wit here, and if it happens again by the end of this weekend, you're going to see a lot of places get leveled by Russia by Saturday evening.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. In the teaching that I did on American Prophecy, I covered the reason. I covered the reason, biblical reason, why Russia is being hit and what's going on there. It's just explained to us in Ezekiel 38 why Russia is being hit right now and what's happening and why it's happening. It's in the Bible, folks. It's in the Bible. If you want to hear the truth, I'm not going to play your games. Brady, anything else you want to say?
No, that's it. I can't wait to hear from you in the future on that subject. Let's do a show on that one. That'd be great.
All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Brady. Thank you so much. And, folks, I am not here to make you angry. I really am not. That is not my goal at all. But if making you angry makes you think, it gets you out of your doldrums about what you've been lied to and brainwashed into for so many years that, for example, that this sort of nation we call Israel are the people of God. We have been lied to. I believe that. I used to teach it. I used to preach it. I'm ashamed of myself. But that's the way it is. I was ignorant. But I was only ignorant. I could be cured. I wasn't stupid. Stupidity can't be cured. There's a difference. Let's go to BK right here in West Virginia. BK, you still talking to me?
I'm still talking to you, man. I got rained out from work, and I actually get to talk to you live tonight, buddy.
All right. What's happening?
You know, that's funny you was talking about being ignorant, because you know nice originally meant ignorant and naive.
I didn't know that. Thank you for the good point.
Was you being nice? Was you being nice when you were ignorant and taught that rapture?
Yeah, I was. I was.
Well, you know,
I was ignorant,
you know,
naive.
Kind in old English, Pastor Butch, it meant family or kin or those of the same race.
Right, exactly, exactly. That's true.
Yeah, and you know,
it's
you're talking
Bible,
about...
In the Bible means same thing. The Bible means same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Hey, we're the same race.
That's right. What about Fayetteville?
Well, they've had lesbian cops and faggot flags everywhere. I mean, the Fayette County government, they're faggot dyke friendly. That Marcus Key de Lafayette dude from France, man, he is a Freemason in there with George Washington. Fayette County's Masonic. They glorify faggots, sodomites, dykes. That's all they do. And a lot of this money for this faggot stuff's coming from the New River Regional Development Authority with the National Park, Bush. It's federal money and bigwigs funding these faggots and dykes over here. You know, Butch, let me say something. If the Republicans are so great, how come cops and state troopers and judges in West Virginia can be faggots, dykes, and nobody cares? How come faggots and dykes can still adopt children? And look here, if feminism, these military women are so tough that they can rule with their faggot military and their law and all this, they want to be your boss, but yet they're scared to death of some transgender reject from the boys' locker room? So this Republican thing about the transgenders is a fraud. It's only protecting radical feminism to rule over your grandsons.
And you ever stop and think, why did it put a large Boy Scout meeting place just a little bit south of Fayetteville?
Well, there you go. A bunch of pedophiles and faggots. Ain't that
there
right?
Go. There you go. Good
hey,
point,
that, did I say, was I nice enough for you?
Oh, you were very kind.
Thank you. God bless you, my fine friend.
Talk to you soon, BK. Thanks for the call. And folks, we're down few seconds. And God bless. And folks, I know tonight's teaching and preaching was not what a lot of people want to hear, but I can't but preach the truth. You do with it as you please. I am at the age now, I'm almost 78 years old. Whether you stand by me or behind me or not with me at all, it's up to you. But I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to die one day before too long. If I have another long life, I have 10 more years, I'm getting, that's a blessing. 5 years is a blessing. I'll stand before my Creator one day and give account for every deed done about it. I don't want to be accused of being a liar to you. I love you. I mean that. Tomorrow night, back with you with Dustin Nebos. Have a great night. Good night.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.